This is Ellen Thurston.
I'm Richard Roth.
And we're here with Sarah Faulkner, who's come to tell us about the Hudson Independent Artist Trail. We've been talking a little bit about the NADA show at the Basilica and all the great things that are going to be happening this weekend. And Sarah, we're so glad to have you here. Sarah is one of the co-organizers of the Independent Artist Trail. I keep looking over here to see what it's actually called. So where to start? Start maybe by telling us how this all happened.
Great. Thanks for having me here today. Well, for our listeners maybe who've never been to an international art fair, let me just contextualize NADA, that's a New Art Dealers Association art fair, a little bit. Over the past 15 years, there's been a real trend for gallerists to present work in fairs in major metropolitan areas, New York City, Los Angeles, Miami, Basel, Switzerland. There's a lot of pragmatic and excellent things about this trend, in my opinion, because it really permits the public to see a sampling of international art very efficiently, all under one roof, getting out of the sort of pristine environment of the museum and the gallery space into something that's usually very raw. It's often in an armory space or warehouse space or something like the Basilica. So, and typically what some of these international art fairs have done for the surrounding neighborhoods and communities is spawned sort of spin-off, self-organized other fairs and other events for artists in the community, and it's often a very positive thing, just a very nice gathering of energies. So inspired by that trend, and I myself and some other folks had participated as gallerists last year in the first NADA with History Laboratory. This year, some of us thought, well, it would be nice for all these Hudson artists to just open their studios that they work in every day and let the public in. So we started just seeing if there was any interest for that about three or maybe 4 weeks at most ago. There was interest, and we also met someone named Suko Perso, who herself is based over in Pine Plains, but has curated an exhibition, Hudson Valley-wide Artists. And so she's affiliated with everything that's going on. And there's a bunch of installations in addition now to the artist tour, and there's also special events.
And where or what venues, aside from the artist studio, what are the venues that where most of this is going to be taking place?
And also we did make a map, which people can find printed out. Uh-huh. It's distributed around town. It's also on the website, which is, what's our URL? HudsonArtTrail.tumblr.com. You can also find the information there.
That's T-U-M-B-L-R.
Yes, thank you. And so all of the artists' individual studios are listed on there, as well as a venue. It's going to be the Henry Hudson Collective Art Studios. This is administered by Henry Haddad, a son of Hudson. And the artist space, the spaces he'll be eventually renting out are not yet quite finished, and he very graciously has donated the whole space. There's an exhibition and events and a communal installation. He offered us this. We were so excited. For artists who couldn't open their studios to the public in Hudson for whatever reason, so they'll be able to exhibit too.
And where is that located?
That is, well, there's two doors. The address is technically 726 Union Street, but people will likely be entering also just around the corner in the alley, Cherry Lane. And that's where there will be a site-specific installation by Polly Apfelbaum on the exterior of the building.
One of the landmarks is the Iron Horse Bar and Grill. You go past, you know, the alley there, I think is called Cherry Alley, right behind or next to the Iron Horse. You just walk down past the Iron Horse, and there it will be.
And it should be quite easy to spot because the installation is quite a vibrant black and white painting of the exterior. We've also made signage so that matches the map with a black, red, and white motif and a round red circle to help people locate the artist studios. That'll be marked on the outside of the studios.
How many artists are participating?
You know what? I didn't actually count. I have no idea.
35 or 40, maybe.
That sounds about right. And also, I apologize, of course. You know, we had to get the map printed, and we had to send that off to be printed, but we added a few folks, and also, perhaps more importantly to know, we added a few events that aren't listed on the card. They are listed on the website. Would you like me to go ahead and read those? Okay, so let me just give you the hours, too, in general. Saturday the 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. is when all the independent artist studios will be open to the public that are on the map. There will be events taking place at Henry Hudson Studios, that's 726 Union Street, all day, pretty much, Saturday and Sunday. The studio installations, communal studio installations, and the exhibition A Native Hill, Artists of the Valley, Established and Emerging Hudson Valley Artists. That'll be on view Saturday the 28th, 12 to 9 p.m., and Sunday the 29th, 12 to 6 p.m. And the events that are taking place on Saturday begin at 1 o'clock with our local Sam Pratt, who will be giving a talk. I believe this is having to do with a book that he's in the process of writing, and his talk is called A Woodchuck's Underground History of the Hudson Valley in 30 Minutes or Less. And then at 2 o'clock, WGXC's very own Dharma Daly will be giving a talk, The Science and Art of Radio Transmission, from 6 o'clock to 6:30. Outside the building on Union Street, there will be an aerial performance by Hudson's Ryder Cooley and Hazel. That's kind of trapeze and an aerial dance-inspired movement. And then 7 o'clock, there will be a performance by artist Brian DeWan, followed by a performance art piece project called Goat's Head Soup. That's a farm-to-picnic meal by donation, first come, first served. I'd also like to say there's a pop-up gallery at Sketch all day. That's the new art supply store at 701 Warren Street. And there will be artists working on site at the Culture and Commerce Project. That's 428 Warren. And 24 hours a day, you can see a storefront installation visible at Incident Report, and that's at 348 Warren.
The store on Fifth Street, Mega Gem, also has an exhibition, and is that, I think it's on Saturday, isn't it? And a performance?
Yes, that's correct. They have a performance, I believe the opening is from 5 to 8, and there's a musical performance outside by the So-So Glows. I believe that's at 6 o'clock, and then there's an after party. The So-So Glows will play again at Hangar 18. Is that South 3rd Street,
yes.
I think?
Yeah. Yes, that's in the old Ellen B. building.
And I'm not sure, Ellen, I was on my bicycle coming over here, so I didn't hear what you had to say. Did you talk already about the shuttle buses to Olana and to CR10?
We did, but it's well worth repeating.
Okay, great. So Olana is having an evening event with free shuttles from the Basilica and Amtrak station area. And there will be talks by curators and a local artist. And then there's a new art space in Linlithgow called CR10. Their inaugural exhibition, which features established and emerging artists, they'll be having shuttles from, I believe, 2:30 to 6 p.m., and the opening is from 4 to 6 p.m.
And where is Linlithgow exactly? That's a Columbia County town I'm not familiar with.
It's in the town of Livingston.
It's, as you're going south, it comes before Germantown, and then it leads into Germantown, I think.
And that's, so it's on County Road 10, too, that
yeah, between 9G and 31.
And if you go, I know they have a Facebook page, and they have the driving directions on there as well for folks who want to drive.
Is there anything we haven't covered as far as the art trail?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Long History of Arts Walk in Hudson, which is another venerable tour. It offers the public the opportunity to tour artists' studios and some other activities, and that will be coming up in October, early October, I believe, the 5th or 6th for several days, and there's also literary events with that. So if folks who wanted to get in were unable to participate, artists especially out there, that'll be your next opportunity. So so look for the website, artscolumbia.org.
It's always on Columbus Day weekend, but this year, I think they're doing two weekends. So it may, you're right, it may start like on the 5th or 6th. I was thinking it's later, but I think it's both dates, both weekends.
Great. And we will, after this weekend, if there's significant interest, and if NADA continues into the future as well, you know, just drop us a note on the Tumblr blog if you want to participate next year. We might just self-organize again with a little more lead time than this year. More than 3 weeks would be great.
Thank you very much.